I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is sports. A huge weekend for college football here in Utah as the Utes secured their second trip in a row to the Rose Bowl. And BYU and Utah State learned where they're going to be playing in the postseason.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Adam Small. Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, it was a huge Friday night for the University of Utah Utes as they defied the people going into that game that predicted USC was winning, and Utah pleasantly surprised us with a huge dominating upset of the Trojans to capture their second straight Pac-12 championship and go back to the Rose Bowl. Let's kick off that story with KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Despite three losses on the season, the Utes finished a top 10 team, Pac-12 champs, and returned to the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl.
Utah football, I feel like, is kind of exactly where they want to be. Even with the stumbles that they had this season, I think they proved that they are a very well-rounded team. They play offense, they play defense, and they're going to give people their best shot.
KSL Sports Utes insider Michelle Bodkin reports Utah and Penn State have never met on the field for football. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
And BYU and Utah State also qualify for bowl games. The Cougars will play SMU in the New Mexico Bowl December 17th. The Aggies will play Memphis in the First Responder Bowl December 27th. In the FCS playoffs, Weber State season came to a tough end with a 33-25 loss to Montana State. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. It's been 4 years since a Colorado baker who refused to create a same-sex wedding cake won his case before the Supreme Court. Now a Denver wedding website designer is asking the justices to answer the more fundamental question, can businesses refuse to serve LGBTQ customers on free speech grounds?
Do public accommodation laws that require business owners to offer all customers their goods and services infringe on freedom of speech? That's the question before the Supreme Court. Lori Smith is a Denver wedding website designer who opposes same-sex marriage. She says Colorado's Anti-Discrimination Act forces her to express support for something she doesn't believe in, that violates her religious beliefs, and is asking the high court to strike the law down. But Colorado and lower federal courts have ruled Smith can't pick and choose customers based on her personal beliefs. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ron DeSantis appears to be the top pick for Utahns in a hypothetical Republican presidential primary. A new Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll shows if the primary were today, 24% of registered Utah voters would choose him. But nearly as many voters, about 21%, say they don't know who they would support. Just over 14% said they prefer former President Donald Trump.
It's a jam-packed day today, the final 24 hours for two candidates for Senate in Georgia, just ahead of the runoff election. ABC's congressional correspondent Rachel Scott notes that these results could have a huge impact on the Senate for years to come.
Democrats already have control of the Senate, but a win would allow them to widen their majority, which would make things like confirming judges, legislating and negotiating within their own party a whole lot easier. A win for Republicans would give them clear momentum heading into 2024.
More than 1.8 million voters cast ballots ahead of the runoff election, making last week the busiest week for early voting ever in Georgia.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wants to bring financial institutions into the fight against mass shootings. She's asking for new category codes for credit card purchases to help flag suspicious buys.
Certainly, if somebody wants to go buy a rifle for a Christmas gift for their husband, they're not going to be flagged. They're not spending $95,000 in one lump go to get lots of ammunition, guns, and body armor.
The codes already help credit card companies identify transactions from different types of vendors.
Time again for First Look Traffic. And Eric, Mother Nature, I guess, the major factor out there still.
Well, right now, I would say that it is the number one reason why you still have slowdowns northbound I-15 between Springville and Provo. We do have additional slowdowns further north, but they aren't as bad, and weather doesn't seem to be a factor. A little bit of brake tapping southbound at the Kaysville exit as you head toward the Farmington Bountiful area. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
A Utah Tech University student's death is being called an accident. Utah Tech Dean of Students, Allie Threet, tells KSL TV they will have counselors available today.
I definitely think that it will affect a large amount of the students in some capacity, but that's why we want to make sure that all of the students know that the faculty and staff are here for them.
Investigators say freshman student Peyton Hall was hanging out with some friends and roommates when he fell from a balcony early yesterday morning.
Here's some welcome news for your bank account. Gas Buddies' Patrick DeHaan expects gas prices to keep falling after OPEC announced yesterday it will not change production targets.
The national average now a half a penny below last year, and that gap should continue to increase as prices continue to plummet over the next couple of weeks.
AAA reports the average for a gallon of regular unleaded is at $3.40 nationwide, but you know what I'm about to say.
Yeah, it's a diesel.
Utahns are paying closer to $3.78.
All right, Utahns. And the diesel.
Diesel cost is $5.69 a gallon right now.
An R&B legend and Oscar winner are among this year's diverse Kennedy Center Arts and Culture honorees saluted at the White House Sunday.
President Biden saying Cuban-born composer and conductor Tanya Leon came to the U.S. as a child on a freedom flight after the Cuban Revolution.
During the Civil Rights Movement, she co-founded the Dance Theater in Harlem, the country's first black classical ballet company.
Singer Amy Grant
established musical therapy at the Children's Hospital for veterans.
George Clooney.
He travels to war zones to end genocides and war crimes.
Gladys Knight.
7 Grammys, 20 nominations.
And
11 number one R&B singles.
Plus U2 for their humanitarian work. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Always makes me realize how old we are when I see all the gray hair.
Yeah.
People like Clooney and U2 and
right,
all of them.
Right.
Was a nice presentation. Christmas tradition returns to Salt Lake City as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints holds their annual First Presidency Christmas devotional.
Christmas awakens in us a desire to extend ourselves beyond our normal ties of love and friendship. Christmas is also a time for forgiving, a time to heal old wounds and restore relationships that have gone awry.
President Dallin H. Oaks of the First Presidency also tells those assembled in the conference center, Christmas is a time to eliminate arrogance and to subdue criticism.
It's still snowing in southern Utah County, but the main flow of I-15 looking much better. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.